September 25th, the new Fox Tuesday kicks off with New Girl's new season. Then welcome Ben and Kate.
Stay away from my sister before you find out what 6 years of Prof McGaw feels like.
Well, like year and a half plus like 4 years on and off I was traveling.
Followed by another all-new New Girl.
What am I looking at here?
Pure, unadulterated friendship.
And the Mindy Project.
Can't believe you're tattling.
Tattling is when a little girl does it, okay? When a hot woman does it, it's called whistleblowing.
The new Fox Tuesday premieres September 25th on Fox.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Keeping Up with the Kardashians After Show.
Hello! Hey guys, so if you are tuning in right now, this is the after show for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and this is the season finale. We are sad, but we're happy to be here to wrap up the best moments from the show and talk about this last episode. So we're not going to waste any time. Let's go around the room and introduce everybody. I'm Deanna Vaughn, across from me.
Hey guys, I'm Adria Theoritis.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hunt.
And it's time to break down this final episode of the season. So what did you guys think? Did it, you know, live up to expectations for the whole season, everything wrapped up in a nice little bow? What'd you think?
This was definitely my favorite episode.
Yeah, you're saying that.
Same.
It was very emotional. It was funny. It was quirky. Everything wrapped in one.
I agree. And let's just get started. Chris, the momager of the group, she made a comment to Scott because, as we know, Courtney is pregnant and, you know, her baby is due. And she made a comment to Scott that I think definitely sums up this part of what I want us to talk about. But she said, one is one and two equals 20. Meaning, okay, now they've got one baby, but the minute you have two kids, you may as well have 20 kids. And she was just complimenting him on, you know, I think you've been a good dad and, you know, you supported Courtney. So I want to start there because not only do we see Courtney, you know, have her baby, but we also see Kim and Chloe go through their own issues with childbirth and children and all that good stuff. So let's dig into that.
I agree. I think Scott, from what we see on television, he's a great dad. And he's a very supportive boyfriend to Courtney, for the most part, that we see. And I think he's doing such a great job with Mason.
Most definitely. Throughout this entire season, you know, Scott has really stepped up and been a man. And I know that Courtney and Scott, they've been kind of off and not really affectionate with each other. But when it comes down to it, Scott has been there. He's been a good dad. You always see him in the background with Mason. You see him doing stuff. And I think that he's really, you know, manned up and really come a long way. And no matter what happens, he's always going to be there for them.
Right. I agree with you guys. I think he stepped up. We saw him previous seasons. He wanted a party. He wanted to play, do this and that. But finally, I think throughout the season, we've seen him really step up. He wants to take responsibility. He's doing, you know, business endeavors, opening restaurants, doing all these great things to help support his family. So I'm with that on Scott.
Well, I don't think he's completely given up the party life, but I think he's definitely found his balance.
Balance, for
right.
Sure.
That's a great way to.
And I think that's just a great way to live, though. You know what I mean? Just because you become a father, you can't just throw away your identity. So I think he's doing a really good job balancing out his life.
Yay, Scott!
Yay, Scott.
We so wanted you to be here. But, you know, we understand family, tootie calls, all that good stuff.
But, hey, there's always Kim and Courtney take Miami, so.
Exactly, exactly.
So we'll be expecting him then.
We shall. Now, let me ask you guys something. So we've got Courtney, you know, she's got her second baby on the way. And then we see Chloe getting really emotional. You know, we actually saw that at the end of last episode about how she's not ovulating, which means she's not, you know, going to have a baby. Because in order to have a kid, you have to ovulate, for all of you guys out there who don't know that.
Well, episode revealed that her and Lamar had been trying for 2 years. And for 2 years, she was basically going at it blind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she wasn't even aware that she wasn't ovulating. And so it's, you know, thank Kim for, you know, dragging her sister along to a fertility clinic and,
right,
you know, and getting herself checked out. But it's heartbreaking.
I know. It is.
But you see Lamar's support system, and it's just amazing. It's amazing.
What he said, I'll just have to deal with one baby for now. And she was like, who's that? He was like, you. So cute. Like, they just have such a soft spot in my heart. Like, I love them. Like, they're just so great for each other. And I think that she's the most deserving of having the baby. And it's just really unfortunate that it's just not working out for her. But Kim's advice was really great to her. She was like, you know, it's not bad news. This is not a bad thing. It's just a different path for you and what you're going to have to do to get there.
Right. Do you think it's extra hard for her to be going through this at the same time when her sister is welcoming a new child into the world?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, rewind a few episodes. I think it's like maybe the first two episodes of this season. Mm-hmm. Lamar was like, you know, when Courtney announced that she was pregnant, Lamar, I think, made a statement like, oh, you know, or I think he said something like, you know, I wish that was us, or where's our little baby? You know, so I know that they really, really, really want a child of their own.
Right.
And what's cool about Courtney is that, I mean, Chloe, is that she doesn't have that jealousy towards Courtney. You know, it kind of hits a little home for her when she's like, I want this for myself. But you don't see the jealousy come out. She's so happy for her. Mm-hmm. She's a part of Mason's life. You know, a lot more than Kim is.
Yeah. Well, they're such good aunties. You know, such great aunties. I love seeing them interact with Mason. Now, on the flip side, so we've got Chloe who, you know, she's gone to see a doctor and they're telling her you're not ovulating. Now you got to step it up, you know, in terms of doing something about it. And then on the flip side, we see Kim going and wanting to have her eggs frozen. Mm-hmm. So what do we think about that? Especially given her relationship with Kanye and what's happening. She's still technically married to Chris Humphreys. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about that?
I think that it's just something that she's always wanted. And it's I know that she, her in her ideal situation, everything would have happened, you know, a lot earlier for her. Mm-hmm. So I understand why it's a concern for her. I mean, I just think that just what she's doing and looking for the future is smart, because that is what she wants. And she doesn't want to have that regret and, you know, that she had to, you know, wait until she was older and, well, I could have done this. I could have preserved, you know, my eggs for this. And I don't know. I just think that, you know, nowadays there's so much that we can do to, I don't know, and with this future, I don't know. I'm lost for words right now.
Right.
But we can do so much, you know, for ourselves and, you know, for the future that I think that I don't really see a problem with her doing it.
Let me ask you something. Do you think Kim's rush to go and freeze her eggs, do you think it has anything to do with the fact that she's seeing her sister Chloe go through, you know, like the past 2 years, they've been trying to have a kid, it's not happening? Like, do you think that's part of it?
Absolutely. It's a reality. And I think that this was the smartest move that Kim's ever made. One of the smartest moves that she's ever made, because like Adria said, I mean, the future is so, it's unknown. You know, you never know what your body goes through. And she had mentioned she's been on birth control for so long.
Right.
And that does something to your body. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, if she has some eggs in storage, I mean, you know what I mean? That's a very
smart move. You can't really go wrong. And she's not doing it for anyone else. She's doing it for herself.
For herself. Right. And another thing about when you freeze your eggs, you have to pay monthly. They have to store it in a freezer. You don't just take an egg and it's like in a jar, hi, egg every morning. You know what I mean?
It's like a storage fee.
Right. It is a storage fee.
Yeah.
Because I've even looked into it myself, because it's, you know, something that every woman in their 30s want to think about. 30s. I'm just kidding. 20s.
Somebody just let the cat out of the bag.
You know, in your early 30s, early 30s.
Yes.
You know, you want to cover your bases.
Your birthday was just last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just turned 30.
But you look 21, Susan.
Thank you.
It doesn't even matter.
Thanks, boo.
No, I completely agree with you. Just, you know, there's a lot of advanced technology when it comes to what we can do with fertility and our bodies and women. So I think if you can afford that type of process, then, you know, do what you have to do.
Right,
so I love that. Moving on. So Bruce finally had his moment this episode.
Cute.
And I think what's interesting about that we can also look back during the season and, you know, the very beginning, Bruce was getting a lot of disrespect, you know. Mm-hmm. Remember, he left the house and Chris didn't even realize it at one point and he felt left out. So I think it was really nice to see this final episode. I was disappointed that Kendall and Kylie didn't go to his Olympic event, but it was nice to see his son supporting him and, you know, just really, like, really recognizing who their father is and was. Now, how do you guys feel about the girls not attending?
Well, this was hands down my favorite episode this whole season. At the end of the day, though, they are teenage girls. I mean, were you guys into the Olympics when you guys were teenagers? I mean, I watched gymnastics and maybe that was about it. Right, but, like, I mean, the Kardashians, they're all women. Let's go back a little bit about Rob and Rob struggling, finding his own voice and kind of finding his own career path, because this is such a female-driven family. Yeah. There's so much estrogen and, like, you know, and Chris is the one that makes it happen. You know what I mean? And Chris knows women. She knows the girls. She knows how to brand the girls. And, I mean, these girls, they work at 17. They have, like, Louboutins. They have, you know, closet and clothes for days. And that's their focus right now, you know? And boys, so it's kind of like, it's disappointing. But also, like you just mentioned, you know, a couple episodes ago, we see Bruce getting ignored or he's not getting the attention and the love and the respect that he deserves.
Right.
Well, now, if we see that, imagine what the girls see. Yeah, they're their dad and they love their dad.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's Chris, their mom, that has the power, that holds the key. So it's like kind of like, they're taking their dad for granted is basically what I'm saying.
Well, absolutely. And I feel like I get the whole point. Yes, they're teenage girls. They're not interested in that. But it's like it's your parent. And it's, you know, it was a very proud, big, big moment for him. His other sons came to support him. And Chris wasn't there. And I get why Chris wasn't there, because she's got a daughter who's literally imminently about to give birth to a baby. So it made sense that Chris wasn't there or the other girls. But I think at the very least, I think they should have showed up. And I was actually waiting to see. I was like, oh, well, maybe they're going to surprise him and they just show up and he'll be really surprised. But of course, that didn't happen. So.
And they had no other scheduling appointments at all. They just didn't want to go.
And it was,
so that's kind of not okay.
Yeah, and it was disappointing and it was hurtful. But at the end of the day, remember when we were 16 and 17? I mean, hanging out with our parents wasn't really...
It wasn't a priority.
A priority or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They barely want to go get some yogurt with their dad. Like, they don't want to go and do this track and field thing.
Right.
However, Brody and Brandon...
So cute.
So
jinx on jinx.
So cute. And, you know, they just... I love them. And this was a very emotional episode and that...
Yeah.
The whole... You know, they're so proud of their dad.
Yeah.
And they made a little joke like, hey, there's no pictures of Chris or Kim. It was all about Bruce.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Thank God, because he deserved it. And I'm glad that this episode went out with a bang for Bruce.
I know. He deserved it. I agree with you 100%. And I really loved, like, Brandon, his oldest son, how, like, he had that heart-to-heart with Kendall and Kylie just saying, listen, you know, I want you guys to realize, you know, how, like, what your dad, like, what his accomplishments meant to so many people and who he is and, you know, how much he loves you and he really wanted your support. So I'm really, and I'm glad that he didn't beat them up and say, you know, made him feel really bad. Right. But his comment was just, okay, well, you know, learn from this and next time do better, do differently.
It was definitely a constructive way of him, you know, instilling to his little sisters, like, you know, because it wasn't negative. It wasn't like he wasn't trying to give them a guilt trip.
The authoritative.
It was perfect. It was so smartly done, like the way he kind of brought it up to their attention. And look what happened.
Yeah.
You know, and these girls came through. So.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, I have to say something. That should have been Chris's job.
What? Corralling the daughters?
Yeah. Chris should have been, you know what, girls? It's like. You know what I mean? I feel like he doesn't get enough credit. And, you know, on Oprah, he had mentioned, I don't have my memorabilia. I don't have my trophies. I don't have my medals around the house because I don't want my kids to have to live up to this, you know, because he is a world famous, respected athlete.
Yeah.
And that much pressure. And that's why he doesn't have that in his own house. You know what I mean? Whereas the Kardashians, like, they have their pictures everywhere.
Right.
In the bathroom, on in display. The refrigerator, in the fucking microwave.
On the milk carton.
So, I mean, and so Bruce definitely takes a step back. And I wish that Chris would have been like, listen, you know, I know that you know, we have such a huge brand, and you girls have your, you guys have found your own way. You guys are modeling. However, your dad is a pretty stellar dude, you know?
Yeah. At the same time, I think there was a different type of power and message coming from their older brother.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
The message from him, I think just... so different than what it would have been like coming from their mom.
Right.
Because they expect that from their mom.
Right.
But from their brother that they don't see a lot, I think they probably respected what he had to say a lot more.
I agree. You know? But I wish that Chris did kind of just reiterate maybe what... What Brandon had said. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Because that's still a mommy duty.
Right. And hopefully maybe offline that did happen. Maybe we didn't see mm-hmm. it, you know, in yeah. the episode. But no, I agree with you. That would have been nice, you know.
And I think they made it up by getting those signed jerseys. And
mm-hmm.
buying
that
it. And
was cool.
It was cool because Kylie was like, to Kendall, she was like, you know, we should just have mom buy the tickets. And Kendall's like, no, I think it means more if we spend our own money on these.
Yeah. Yeah. And we know they have their own money.
Yeah. Exactly. So it was cute that they, you know, did it all on their own and, you know, bought their flights and surprised him with it. He's like, you're meeting me in London? They were like, yeah. They definitely, you know, made that up. And because I think that Bruce was hurt.
He was really hurt. Mm-hmm. He was definitely hurt, you know, because he had his two sons join him, you know, Brandon and Brody. And then for the girls not to come.
And he
just
always
because,
says,
you know, no
just
reason.
Because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he always had said, you know, when with Brandon's shows, when he was doing his, you know, music stuff, he's like, none of the Kardashian side ever come. I'm there at every show and no one ever wants to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it just kind of, you know, just reiterates that annoyance that Bruce has that they never want to do anything on the Jenner side.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. That's mm-hmm. a good thing you brought up. Yeah. That's true. That they all only want to support each other. But at the end of the day, you have this big
other family.
It's the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so literally,
and Bruce has done so much for them.
Mm-hmm. I love Bruce.
Yeah.
He just makes me so warm and fuzzy.
Bruce finally got his moments.
He sure did.
He looks so good, too. He looks so fly in his private jet mm-hmm. with his blue shirt and his blue sneakers.
Kicks, yeah. Yeah, he looked good. Well, before we move on, I want to remind all you guys to please rate us on iTunes. And we love it when you make comments, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. Keep it coming because it only helps us bring you more shows. And see here, what else? It's free, 100%free.com. You don't have to pay a thing. You can download us, rate us, listen to us. You can also check us out on YouTube. Just wanted to remind you guys about that.
And it literally
yeah, to check out
1 minute.
Exactly.
Check out our Kardashian outfits today.
Yes, just for today, you guys. Well, for all of you who aren't watching or listening, we'll describe it for you. Today, we decided to do a little black theme. So we're all wearing black, and Susan here, who's a resident makeup artist, she has given all of us smoky eyes, a la, you know, Kim Kardashian, because Kim Kardashian gives a good smoky eye,
she
right?
Does. She has a mean smoky
Love
eye.
Love it. So today in the studio, we thought, you know, commemorating the season finale, that we would do it up Kardashian style. So
I hope we look a little glamorous.
I hope we do.
I think you guys look great.
I think you guys look great. I'm going to miss you guys so much.
I mean, not that I think we looked washed up, you know, every other episode, but, you know.
This is more themed. It's the themed outfit.
Yeah, we wanted to do it extra special today for you guys. All right, moving on. So we get to the big moment of this whole episode, and that's, you know, the baby coming. But before we get to the baby coming, let's talk about the baby shower. And who was at the baby shower?
It was awkward.
Were we surprised to see Kim bring in Mr. West to the baby shower? What do you guys think?
No.
No?
I mean, we've known that they've been dating. You know, this is a huge, what am I trying to say? A huge moment mm-hmm. in their lives. Their
True.
Sisters, you know, baby shower. It's like, why wouldn't he be there, you know?
Okay. All right.
And as much as, you know, I've come down really hard on Kim about her relationships, it's like they're so family oriented that I really admire that. And it's everything's a family affair. And why shouldn't it be, you know? Everything is just, everything revolves around their family.
Mm-hmm.
It's just great. And, you know, we'll talk about the birth, but everybody is there. Everybody is present. Everyone's there mm-hmm. for Courtney to give birth. And it's just, I love it. I love it.
Well, what I think is interesting is that, like, we get the tabloids, obviously, mm-hmm. you know, so it was all in the tabloids before, you know, we got to actually see it on TV.
Right.
So it's all in the tabloids, you know, Courtney has her baby shower and Kanye's there. So we're seeing the gossip side of it. We're hearing, like, all the rumors and all that kind of stuff. But then to actually finally see it, and then to also see that moment where Khloé is, you know, having a sidebar conversation with Kanye, which I think is totally normal. I think any big brother, big sister, whether you're dating a new person, celebrity or not, you know, mm-hmm. you're going to be like, look, what, you know, what's going on? What are your intentions? You know, blah, blah, blah.
Or younger sister playing the role as right. big sister. Mm-hmm. But right. that's what Chloe does. You know, right. that's what she does. That's what she did with Chris. That's, you know, that's kind of her thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's like, even though she might not have gotten the backlash, that's still her sister. You know what I mean? And she's mm-hmm. going to protect her sister. And she just, and you know, Kanye's been a family friend for many years. Mm-hmm. And she just wants to make sure that, you know, it's legit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Do you think his words were sincere, what he was saying to her? Because yeah. at one point he said, yeah, I think it's good. He used.
I think he's a little yeah. shy. I think yeah. he's a little intimidated. And mm-hmm. I think that. You know, being grilled by Chloe, it's I don't know. I think that he's also a little shy on the cameras, too. And he knows the cameras are on him, and he doesn't True. Want to be all sappy. I feel like we know that they have something special and that they love each other. I think that he really adores and just idolizes Kim mm-hmm. as being his main girl. And but I think
main
that...
Girl. Only his girl, main, I would hope. Main, his perfect
You know what
itch.
I mean? But, like, his idol, he idolizes her. That's, like, his... kind of like trophy, and he, I don't know. Like,
I'm going to turn a pedestal.
No, yeah. Right. But I don't think he's going to be all sappy and say all these emotional things. I don't think that he was being cold-hearted. I think that he's just a little shy.
Okay. Well, and speaking of that, I mean, he's mentioned several times that, you know, his mentor, Jay-Z, has definitely kind of instilled in him just to be a little bit more private, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. as before kind of his... True. His business was everywhere, mm-hmm. everywhere.
Everywhere.
But to be a little bit more private, mm-hmm. and you know what I mean? And we've seen that over the years, Kanye definitely maturing and definitely holding his tongue more. And you know, because his inner circle, especially Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're such private people mm-hmm. that, you know, it's just...
And it's worked for them.
And it's worked for them. And I think that's Smart. Something that he's trying to do right now, just kind of, you know, not be so in the limelight. And plus... You know, I mean, yeah, what is he going to say? I love her. I want to have kids with her. I want to marry her.
That would just
I mean?
That just would have been weird. That,
right.
That
it's feeding just, into everything. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
And what's cool about Chloe is I think that she has a great sense of character judgment. And it was huge when Kim said, you know, Chloe has always, you know, kind of voiced her opinions about, you know, my previous relationships. Like with Chris, she wasn't very fond of Chris. And look at how that turned out. Mm-hmm. And she was like, Chloe really does like Kanye. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see.
I think it's real, y'all. It's
I think it
real.
Is, too.
It's real. So it's going to be interesting just to see how the relationship unfolds just in the media now that the mm-hmm. show is over. But it'll just be interesting to see what we hear, you know, what we see, all that kind of good stuff coming from them exclusively. And finally, well, Courtney has her baby.
So cute.
How adorable. Just, I think what I love so much about it, it was the part where you could tell, like, the cameras were different. It was almost like it was home video, you know what I mean?
I think it was home video.
Yeah, like, they were all in the hospital. Everybody was there to support, you know. We saw moments from Chris, you know, she's teary-eyed and, you know, like, I don't know. That was nice. That was just warm and
They're
fuzzy.
Just such a happy, close family. I think that's what everyone, you know, wants and everyone wants to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how, I mean, we see how much Courtney loves Mason because mm-hmm. it's really Such hitting her that he's not going to be the only child anymore. As exciting it is to give him a sibling, it's just been Mason and mom and dad for the past 2 years, you know? Right. So it's a huge adjustment for everybody. I mm-hmm. love... I love how they just, you know, they stop by Kim's house because they live near the, you know, she lives near the hospital. They have right. a bite to eat. You know, everyone's just so supportive.
So involved.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. I love how they bought him a gift and yes. said that it was from his new sister. Yes. I think that's a great way to start to, you mm-hmm. know, integrate and make sure that he knows that he's, you know, not going to be
loved.
Forgotten. He still loves, mm-hmm. you know, he's still the baby, mm-hmm. so to say. You know, I thought that was nice. And can we talk about Courtney taking her kid out.
I think that she's just like, I'm sick of this. Like, get this thing out of me.
You know,
I had read when she just had her baby. I think it was in Us Weekly or something. Because mm-hmm. the doctor, you know, we have to keep in mind, is the same doctor that delivered Mason, the same doctor that delivered Kim, Courtney, and
all of them,
and cool. Courtney. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Do you want to pull out the baby?" And she's like, "Well, fuck, why not? I mean, I did it with the last one." You know, I don't think she's like, "Yay, I'm going to pull it out." I think mm-hmm. it's just kind of like,
"How happened?
Do you want to pull out?" I mean, I that's just so weird to me.
It seemed like a seamless birth. It seemed like she
just kind of pushed once. Yeah,
and then it was done. Like, she wasn't yelling. She wasn't screaming. She seemed like calm, cool, collected. You know,
she did scream and curse.
Okay, you know, right.
She was a little more nervous than the last time.
She was.
Well, yeah, it's funny because she made the comment that she was nervous, and she said she was nervous is because she knew what to expect.
Yeah,
I would almost think because you know what to expect, mm-mm, you wouldn't be nervous. No,
I'm like,
because her time before seemed fine
because she was like, she didn't know what to expect. But now, mm-hmm, when you, and giving birth is not an easy thing, I'm assuming.
Me, yeah.
Sometimes when you expect something, it scares the shit out of me. You know what I mean?
That's true, because you know what's coming.
Exactly.
You know the pain.
That's true.
Well, they are proud parents of a new baby girl, and I think they're going to be great parents. You know, we've seen, you know, the progression over the season, and I think it's going to be good, y'all. Sorry. Did we miss anything else with this last episode? Any other highlights?
I think that's really it.
No, I think that's about it, right?
All righty. Well, let's,
was there anything else?
No.
Come on, you guys.
I know. Well, I think we really got it covered. But in lieu of gossip and prediction, since this is the final episode, we decided we'd do something fun for all of you guys. We decided that we'd go around the table and we'd talk about all of our favorite moments from the season. And we'd talk about, like, some of the top gossip stories that we got, you know, throughout the season. So are we ready to do that?
Let's do it.
I feel like we need a sound effect for this.
I know
this.
We do.
Are there any sound effects back there?
Alrighty then.
Okay. Well,
silence.
Maybe we make our own sound effect. Yay. That's perfection. Okay, so I'll start with my favorite moment from the season.
Oh, this is better. This is better. Someone's, this is like Jeopardy.
Like, I like it. Yeah.
Or Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so my favorite moment, my first favorite moment is the opening of Scott's restaurant in New York City, how the whole family went to support his opening of the restaurant. And what I like so much about it is that in the beginning, the episode was a little rocky. You know, it was, you know, Scott was letting everybody down and, hey, we came to support you and you didn't show up. But at the end, I think he really proved himself. Not only to himself, you know, as a father and as a man, but he proved himself to the family. And mm-hmm, at the end of the day, everybody was proud of him, and it went off with the hitch. So that's one of my favorite moments from the season. Adria, what's one of yours?
One of mine most definitely is Chris's road rage that she had, mm-hmm, those, when she was driving with Scott. It was hilarious because it relates to driving here in L.A. Ugh. For those of you that don't know, LA has traffic 24/7, 7 days a week.
24/7.
And it's, mm-hmm, very frustrating. So there are a lot of people cursing and swearing and calling people idiots. And
did she throw a phone or something? I can't remember.
She was just laying on her horn and being like, idiot. And uh-huh, that is literally how I drive here. So I was dying. That I never laughed so hard.
I'm 10 times worse, let me tell you. Susan.
My favorite episode was this one. I really loved, uh-huh, how Bruce finally got some praise and glory that he deserves. Mm-hmm. I really love Bruce. I respect him so much. Mm-hmm. And my second one would have to be the family therapy session. Mm-hmm. You know, I just love how,
that was mine too.
How, you know, they are so busy individually and they have their own lives and, mm-hmm, they have so much going on, but I mean, they're really a family.
Yeah. And I'm going to piggyback on that. That was one of my second favorite moments of the season, because I think for the first time, everybody was really emotional. And I think a lot came out, you know, in terms of like how Rob really felt, you know, mm-hmm, like just getting lost amongst all his sisters and the businesses, how the girls felt, like between Kim and Chris, mm-hmm, basically acknowledging, yes, Kim is my favorite.
Right.
So it made them a lot more relatable, mm-hmm, and it made them real, mm-hmm, as a family and not, yeah, just this family that's on TV and makes all this money. So, mm-hmm, I'm with you on that. Do you have a second moment?
Most definitely the music video when they are away.
Oh, yeah.
On vacation. Just so funny.
Good.
And Scott dressed up like really funny, and like, uh-huh, the whole thing was funny. And Chris and Bruce on the top of the boat,
oh,
like,
my God.
Chris, yeah, was like backing it up, like,
yes, oh my God, I remember that.
That was good,
so,
yeah,
so funny,
yeah, that big DR.
And
vacation.
Kim did her water booty,
yeah, the
booty
water
pop.
Booty pop, like.
For all you guys who can't see, I'm trying to like pop my booty, but I really don't have one. But yeah, that was really funny.
Oh, please, Jenna.
Any more from you?
The Angie Everhart episode.
Yes.
Where Chris and Kim were spying on Bruce. I love that.
That was a good one.
It was just, you know, they have fun. They have fun. And I just, it was definitely fun for us to watch.
Oh, wait. I got one more. One Go more ahead. Moment. When Snuka, a.k.a.
Oh,
Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. We forgot about that.
Yes.
When she was reconnecting with her ex, you know, the guy that she had an affair on, Todd. So that was another moment because, I mean, that lasted for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
And, like, her behavior really, I think it surprised all of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we weren't expecting her to follow through and meet up with him. And then she didn't tell Bruce about it. And then she told him after the fact.
We got really angry.
Yeah. Like, that was, like.
That was annoying.
Yeah. Well, not only was it annoying, but it was something that could definitely have, you know, really dampen, you know, put a damper on the relationship. So that's my last one. You guys have any more you want to share?
I think that's about it.
One more.
Okay.
In lieu of this whole, you know, sneaking around meeting your ex-boyfriend, her karma was when her lips blew the F out. Dominican Republic.
Yep. That was awful.
I mean, that was, I mean, I don't even know what to say. I was like, is that fake? Is that a prosthetic lip?
I know. Or we thought she had some work done.
Yeah.
But she, like, was allergic to something. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed us, you know, kind of corralling about our favorite moments from the season. But before we get to the top gossip from the season, let's talk about fall TV and all of our new shows coming back. And especially on Fox, right, you guys?
Foxy Fox.
So, you guys, we all love a good comedy, right? Yes, it's human nature. Mm-hmm. Well, Fox premiere Tuesday is jacked with new comedies. First, Zooey Deschanel. She is back on the season premiere of New Girl. Did you guys watch that last season?
Love
that show. So funny.
Love
Zooey. She's so quirky, real, relatable. And she's back on Fox this season. And they've got two other new shows. Let's see here. From the producers of New Girl, so if you like New Girl, like this new show should be amazing. It's a new series critics are calling one of the best new comedies. It's called Ben and Kate. All right, that's also on Fox. And then the season premiere of New Girl keeps on rolling with another all-new show. It's called The Mindy Kaling Project. Now,
Is funny.
Yeah. I've said it before. I love that it's a woman of color. I believe she's Indian. Mm-hmm. She is headlining a comedy, you know, on a major network. I think that's amazing. And not only do I think that's amazing, but I've seen the trailers and it looks like such a funny show. I definitely plan on supporting
it. And I think she's a writer for that show.
Go, Mindy.
Yes.
Go.
So good for her.
Good for you, girl.
I love her.
I love it.
Did you guys watch the pilot?
Yes.
It's so funny.
It's hilarious. So funny. It's hilarious. But I love that, like, you know.
Her personality, she's just so effortlessly funny. You know what I mean? She's not like, didn't, you know.
She's not forced.
And so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, so, so funny. Well, all of these new shows, start September 25th on Tuesday, starting at 8 o'clock. So make sure you guys check out Fox's all new comedy lineup for the season. Because I know we will.
Ooh.
And finally, so we talked about our top episodes from the season, our memories. Let's talk about the top gossip that we had, you know, this whole season with the show. Obviously, the first one, it's Kimye. You know, Kim and Kanye, are they real? Are they not? You know, they're traveling together, doing all this kind of stuff together. That was definitely a really big piece. Now we just talked about it. We think it's finally real. Do we think that we're not going to hear as much about them anymore because people might believe that it's real?
I think we're always going to hear about them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And backpacking that with the whole Kim Kanye and Kim Kanye kind of helping her out with her wardrobe and all that.
Mm.
So, it, you know, the news is, you know, when Kanye had an agreement to basically get her a whole new wardrobe and that Kim had to get rid of her stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She basically donated only 10%. To charity.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so wait. Do we think that's a bad thing? Do we think she should have donated, like, everything, half of it? Like, what would have made people feel better about it? You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that we assumed when we recapped that show, that episode, that it was all going to charity.
Right.
Because she said, like, giving away. Like, I felt like it was just that assumption.
True. I probably think she probably sold.
She did. She did.
Right. Because that's, you know, she's like eBay queen.
Exactly. Consignment. Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe 50% would have been okay because it's just because they are so blessed and because they're so privileged and because she basically got a fantastic, fabulous wardrobe.
But you know what? I'm going to go on the defensive for her. How do we know that she's not giving to charity in other ways? Like Dress for Success and all that kind of, like, how do we know that she's not giving her money?
I mean, maybe she is, but I mean, because she's so in the spotlight and because everything she does headlines the news, then it should have been in the news. You know what I mean? Because everything that revolves around Kim Kardashian is in the news. And let me tell you, if she was giving to various charities, I'm sure that she would have been highlighted.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We hope so. But I think a lot of times the media, you know, they like to distort things, you know? So if she is doing a lot of good, we might not hear about it. But when she's, you know, divorcing somebody or dating somebody or flying somewhere, we hear all about it.
Okay, but I'm going to interject there because when she was divorcing Chris, she was helping out with various charities and they were all up in her face with that. You know what I mean?
True.
As much as the media could be crazy sometimes, mm-hmm. you know what? They can't print shit if it's really not going on.
True. Some more top gossip from this season. Chris Humphries. Mm-hmm. He served Kanye with papers and, you know, he had his own little drama with some girl he was dating and, you know, kind of turned out to be a hypocrite. But that was like all over, you know, the tabloids and the news. I still think it doesn't sound like their divorce is going to be finalized until next year, 2013. Oh my gosh. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more out of this.
Yeah.
A lot more. What else? Some more big gossip. Oh,
the other one is Kris Jenner kind of dissed Honey Boo Boo.
Yes.
How do you feel about that, Miss Host for Honey Boo Boo?
Yeah, I host Honey Boo Boo on Wednesday nights. If you guys haven't watched the show or tuned into our after show, you guys definitely should. It is absolutely hilarious. Mm-hmm. They're kind of the basic opposite entire family of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
So the real Southern hick, not glamorous by any means, family, but they have their similarities together are that true love family dynamic that they bond, that they share.
Mm-hmm.
So Kris Jenner kind of took them as being competition because there was some statistic out there that more people were watching Honey Boo Boo than watching the Democratic Convention.
The DNC, heard that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Literally insane. So we all know how America is working.
Well, did you guys notice 9/11, which just passed?
Oh, I was going to say that after this.
Which, you know, God bless New York. God bless all the people, everybody. That the Today Show, she was on the Today Show, mm-hmm. and they didn't do that moment of silence.
But every other network did.
Oh, I didn't.
So every other network had like Michelle and Barack on it, all doing the moment of silence. And then you had the Today Show talking about Kris Jenner's boob job.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And they're a major network.
And they're in New York. Mm-hmm. Shame on you.
Really?
Hell to the nah.
Are we sure about that?
Yes. Really? Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
You look at I think it was like 8:26 a.m. It was right when the planes hit. They all did a moment of silence. Yeah.
Well, but instead, they were talking about Kris Kardashian.
Yeah. No, she was on their show.
On the show with Hoda and like everyone.
Got it. Oh, that's pretty nasty. Yeah,
that was pretty nasty.
That kind of gives me the chills. Mm-hmm. But I will say on your Honey Boo Boo, riding on your Honey Boo Boo tales.
Oh, yeah. So Kris kind of dissed the show.
Right.
And it's June, on TLC, correct?
Yeah. Yes. June Mama Bear came back with, and usually, you know, you think that it would be stirring up some controversy and she would have, you know, kind of fought back and give some jabs. She handled it so well and was just like, you know, we respect them and whatever, and we're doing what we're doing, and mm-hmm. it is what it is.
I'm going to tell you this right now. They might have been, you know, the first, you know, reality TV family, but Honey Boo Boo Child, I love that show.
It's just a different extreme, and that's what people like. The Kardashians are unattainable in the way that they're glamorous and, you know, mm-hmm. that they are living this extravagant life, and then the Honey Boo Boos are just kind of...
But isn't it...
are just that kind of... they're different from that modern average family as well.
And they're polar opposites. Mm-hmm. They're the complete opposites of the Kardashians, but it just amazes me that how Kris is getting her feathers ruffled over this, you know?
Well, I will say, I watched The View, and apparently she came back, and basically her words were misconstrued. She said, you know what, I don't know Honey Boo Boo. I don't know them. Why would I ever say anything about them? So I kind of think it's one of those situations where something probably got said, and it was kind of like the game Telephone. Once it passes around, a few different people, the story gets completely changed. So who knows what was actually really said. I hope so, too. Yeah, I would hope so, too. The other big gossip from the season is Chloe's paternity. Mm-hmm. Like, that was huge.
That was huge.
Huge, huge, huge. Whether or not, you know, has Chris's memoir, remember, we used to say that a lot. Chris's memoir, she admitted to having an affair, mm-hmm. and you know, that's where this whole paternity question mark came mm-hmm. up with Chloe. And then we saw the to do the test or not to do the mm-hmm. test on air. That was huge.
That was huge.
It was big, big deal.
But that test was fail. Like, I was disappointed in that test.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It was, I don't know.
I know.
It's a really emotional season.
But at the end of the day, you know what? Chloe was like, whether Robert Kardashian Sr. is my real father, biologically my real father or not, he is my dad.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at the end of the day, that's always going to be her father. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Don't touch it. Just leave it, you know?
Yep. I love the way she handled that.
And,
that
you know,
great.
It just came out on Yahoo like 2 days ago that she was again on Yahoo. Khloe Kardashian was trending. Is O.J. Simpson her dad?
No way.
She clearly does not look half African American.
No. That was part of the rumor. Yeah, that was in the tabloids and all that kind of stuff too.
There's
yeah.
no way. That is completely false.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we're ever going to know the truth on that. And I guess
she's a Kardashian.
She's a Kardashian.
Yeah, she's a Kardashian. She is. The hair, the height. You know,
the
glamour, you know, we're going to be seeing a lot more from these ladies. And, wow, it's the end.
I guess until January, right?
Until January. It's the end, you guys.
I've been seeing Kim's Instagram pictures. They're in Miami, yeah. So they must be filming now.
Yeah. Well, we want to thank you guys for hanging in with us, listening to us on the podcast, watching us. We've had a really great season bringing you shows and having fun and really trying to get some guests in here for you. We hope you join us in January for Kim and Courtney Take Miami. And you guys want to go around the table and let everybody know where you're going to be, what you're doing, shows?
Yeah, you guys can find me. I'm Adria Theoretis on Twitter and Instagram at Adria Theo. And then on Wednesday nights for Honey Boo Boo.
Hey guys, I'm Susan Hahn. Thank you guys so much for watching us and just supporting us throughout the months. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Susan Hahn. I also host Real Housewives of New Jersey and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills when that comes out.
Yep, and I'm Deanna Vaughn, and another big thank you for sticking with us and watching. We really appreciate it. We can't wait to come back for another season. You can also find me with Susan doing an after show for Real Housewives of New Jersey and soon for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So thank you guys, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Much love.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.